The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Boker Tov, Rolene, how are you?
Boker Tov, Kath. It's a scorcher here in Israel today. We're hoping that the weather will go down a little bit from tomorrow, but always good when I start my day with Chai FM.
Oh, so nice. She's so complimentary.
Absolutely, and it's good to have you here too, Ro.
All right, Rolene, tell us about the Twitterati. Netanyahu is he's possibly learning from Trump.
I was just about to say that I think that he's taking a leaf out of President Trump's Twitter handbook, but he has taken to Twitter to excoriate Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas of lying, of saying that he wants peace and using one kind of language towards the Western media and Western leaders and another to his constituency, and has accused him of poisoning the minds of young Palestinians. He tweeted, Palestinian President Abbas tells the world that he educates Palestinian children for peace, and that's a lie. And started off this Twitter rant was that the Palestinian Authority named yet another new square in Jenin after Martin, and I use a term in inverted commas, Khaled Nazal, who was the chief terrorist who planned the 1974 Ma'alot massacre, in which Palestinian terrorists murdered 22 school children and 4 adults. And I know that the Palestinian Authority has seen funding withdrawn from them for this reason by both Norway and Denmark, who say that they cannot continue to give funds when funds are used towards buildings and towards infrastructure that is named after terrorists.
Very interesting. You know what? I think that he makes a good point. But, Rolene, how much of this is just incitement? Do you think that there's any element of incitement, or is this something that the Palestinian people genuinely feel that somebody who goes and, you know, kills however many children or whatever the case may be is absolutely justified and they should be martyred?
It's never ever justified. Terror is never justified, no matter who the perpetrator is. And we're talking about very, very soft targets, in this case, school children and 4 adults. And, you know, this kind of action is absolute terror, and one can never, ever justify this.
Yeah. All right, let's move over to the United Nations. Europe skips United Nations Human Rights Council debate versus Israel. Really?
Well, it seems that Haley's comet has struck the United Nations Human Rights Council.
It all comes down to money, you realize.
Pardon?
It all comes down to money.
It all does come down to money, but I like to think that, you know, we are seeing the surge of Wonder Woman all over Israel advocacy, including the fabulous Nikki Haley. But yes, I think that they've gotten the fright of their life when Trump said, well, if you're going to continue to behave like this, we are going to withdraw our funding. And they give a significant amount of money to the United Nations. And as you've just said, money does talk.
Yeah.
And I think that this has scared the bemoses out of them, and they are not going to participate, which is a huge victory for us. So the only Western country that's left in the debate, and it's a country considered a Western country. Drum roll, please, everybody.
Let me get your drum roll. Here's a drum roll. Hold on.
Enough sound effects.
Here we go. South Africa.
Dun, da, da, da.
Okay, so say that again. South Africa.
This is more like a wah, wah, wah.
South Africa is the only Western country
that is left to participate.
But are we even still considered a Western country?
Well, it appears so. Mm-hmm. In some places, we are considered a Western country, or South Africa is considered a Western country. And South Africa seems to be the only country with, let's call them, Western credentials that is left participating in this debate.
Very interesting. Rolene, Sean Spicer, what's the deal with him leaving his post? Isn't he leaving? What are you What is that about?
Well, a headline, you know, kind of fluttered past my inbox. We don't know more of the story. What it is breaking news that happened early hours of this morning. And it is rumored that White House spokesperson Sean Spicer will be leaving his post, say, a more back room post at the White House. And I think a lot of it has to do that he doesn't seem to be making any kind of friends within the media. He finds dealing with the media very, very difficult. The media don't like him. He doesn't seem to like them. He seems to be the butt of many, many media jokes. And I think that we need to watch the space. Yeah. This broke literally at a 2:15 this morning.
Yeah, I see CNN reporting on it. Well, you know, fake news. So, but Politico and Bloomberg also reporting on it.
Yeah, so I think that Spicy has left the building to have what they're calling a more backstage role at the White House. And let me tell you something. I don't envy anybody who has to be the White House spokesperson, because could you imagine facing down hundreds of journalists a day?
Yeah, so would we then call him Old Spice?
I think we can start calling him Old Spice.
Okay, let's see. All right, Rolene, the suspect responsible for the mosque attack in London has been arrested on suspicion of terror. Has he been named?
Yes, he has been named. He has been named as 47-year-old Darren Osborne from Cardiff in Wales. And according to witnesses, as they managed to pull him from the van, he said that he has done his bit. He has killed a Muslim. And when the police interviewed people from Cardiff who know him, not only has his estranged partner said that he is absolutely not sane in the head. She used other language.
Which is why she's involved with him, right?
Yeah. It was discussed that, you know, he is a father of four. He is unemployed. He is estranged from his partner. Absolutely no excuses for any of his actions. But he hadn't been tied at all to any kind of radical right-wing group or made any kind of comments in the past. So this really seems to have come out of nowhere. He was believed to have said to people in the pub before he left for London that he is going to kill some Muslims. And he is now in police custody on charges of suspicion of terror.
You know, I was actually watching a video that was put out by the Clarion Project. You know, do you know Clarion?
I do know the Clarion Project. Their head lives down the road from me.
Oh, okay. So
things are happening in Moody Inn, people.
All right. So Clarion Project, they actually put out a video saying that the worst thing that could possibly happen, like when there are attacks perpetrated on normal, law-abiding, you know, citizens, Muslim citizens, you're just playing into the hands of ISIS. ISIS have actually got a charter that they're actually trying to encourage that, because that's the only way that they're going to be able to rally the majority of Muslims to join their ideology. Crazy,
absolutely,
huh?
And you know what? Sadiq Khan, who is the mayor of London, has also faced a tremendous amount of criticism for allowing the Al-Quds march to happen in the streets of London on Sunday. And Kola Kavod to Yochi Davis and about 20 to 30 pro-Israelists who came out with their flags and were chanting "No terror in our street" and actually managed to stop the march. But we heard rhetoric during this march, like the Zionists are responsible for the Greenfell inferno, and that we are sick of their synagogues, we are sick of their rabbis. This to me is far beyond any criticism of Israel. This is right in the red zone of anti-Semitic hate speech. And he's come under criticism for this, because the reason is that he seems to be, because they're not taking any kind of concrete action against terror, they are emboldening the far right who are responsible for a lot of the anti-Semitism and for Islamophobia, and they're emboldening the Islamic extremists who very, very much have anti-Semitism and the eradication of Israel. And now this kind of language, that we're sick of the synagogues, we're sick of the rabbis, very much on their agenda.
Raline, thank you so much for chatting to me this morning, and thanks for chatting to us, actually. We look forward to catching up with you just after 5 p.m. this afternoon on your afternoon with Howard Feldman, and then we'll speak to you again tomorrow morning. Thank you so much for standing in for
Anthony. Yes, but tomorrow morning, can I have a cup of coffee, please, Chai FM?
Yes, you can have a cup of coffee. Definitely have to.
I do love you guys.
Thanks, Raline. God bless. Cheers. Bye.
God bless.